1 Corinthians chapter 15, where again it says in verse 33, don't be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. That's another area where particularly young people need to be careful. They can say, well, I've accepted the Lord, I'm strong. But you say, no, bad company is not going to affect me. Bad company will ruin you. You may be a very good-mannered, well-behaved, God-fearing young man or woman. But you get into the wrong company, it'll corrupt you. And you won't even know it, because it's a slow type of corruption. It doesn't happen overnight, but little by little by little by little, you get corrupted. And that is an area where we can deceive ourselves. To say, oh well, it's okay. We're going to keep friends with some of these people who are always talking nonsense and speaking evil. And when you work in an office, you can't avoid having to mingle with people who don't have any standards. You can't escape it. But if they are the ones you long to be with, that's the question. Are they the people you want to be with? Or are they the people you just endure because you have to go to work and earn your living? Or are they the people you enjoy being with? I believe all of you need to ask yourself, who do you enjoy being with? Answer that question honestly to yourself. Who do you really enjoy being with? Is it those worldly people? Or is it godly people? Because that shows where your heart is. It says even about a person like Lot, that he suffered living there in Sodom. His trouble was he had a very bad wife, was interested in all that wealth. Of course, he himself was, but he got a little tired of it after some time, but his wife wouldn't let go. But it says he vexed his soul. And do you find yourself like that in the office, and you're in the midst of all types of worldly people with all their filthy conversation and their evil pursuits? Do you say, oh Lord, this place is so filthy, it's like living in a slum, I want to get out of it and get into some clean atmosphere? One mark of the fact that we've really come into life in Christ is that we seek fellowship with those who have also come to life in Christ. I mean, no living person would like to go and live in a cemetery. No clean living person would like to go and live in a slum. There's a revulsion there. Even if you have to spend more money, you'd rather spend that money and live in a decent place. And that's a mark of one of God's children. It's not that they hate worldly people, but they don't like bad company. The illustration I've always used is, should we be friends of sinners? Jesus was a friend of sinners. And certainly we can be friends of sinners, provided we are as strong. And the illustration I've used is of the tug of war. Your friends are on that side trying to pull you towards the world, and you're on this side trying to pull them towards Christ. I hope you are. And if you find that the rope is going that way, drop it. Run away. But if you find that you're pulling some of them towards the Lord, yeah, keep that friendship. That's the test of which friends I can keep and which friends I should chuck. With each person I see, that's a tug of war between me and that person. and between me and that person, me and that person, me and that person. Who's winning here? In this case, I find he's winning. So I say, well, I'm not strong enough, let me drop it. But in this case, I find I'm winning. I can perhaps bring that person to Christ. Let me keep that friendship. If you follow that rule, you won't go wrong. But don't ever think that bad company will not corrupt you. And when we talk about bad company, there are different levels of this. You know, there's this outright worldly, sinful company. That's one thing. But also, the same principle applies to the type of believers you seek to fellowship with in a church. I mean, you know very well, as I know, that all believers in a church are not equally spiritual. No. There's no church where all believers are equally spiritual. There's tremendous varying standards. I mean, it's like school children from kindergarten to 12th standard or degree levels. In a church, you see people in that level, different levels. And it's just like a city where you have some live in the slums and some live in very clean houses. In the church also, the difference is very much. And you can see, particularly in the type of conversation that most people engage in. You mix with certain young people and they're always talking about certain things. And you mix with certain other young people and they're always talking about certain other things. And you make a choice which type of young person you want to be with. That's your choice. And you'd say, no, that's not going to corrupt me. This verse is written for you. The type of company you keep is going to corrupt you. It's probably already corrupted you. And you don't even know it. That is self-deception. If we knew it, then of course we wouldn't be deceived. I mean, if somebody gives me a 500 rupee note and I know it's a counterfeit, I'm not deceived. It's when I think it's a real 500 rupee note, that's when I'm deceived. It's when I think, yeah, even though I mingle with these young people, I'm still spiritual, that's when you're deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. They say in the world, birds of a feather flock together. And it's true. There's a lot of truth in that proverb, that we gravitate towards people who talk about certain type of things. Why? Because we like to talk about those type of things. And we don't mingle with certain other people there because they're talking about certain other things which we're not so keen on talking about. And if we had chosen the right type of company, perhaps we'd have been a lot more spiritual today than we are. And in a church, in this church, each of you, particularly you young people, are choosing a certain type of company. You make a certain type of a young brother or a young sister your role model. See, I want to be like that. I want to talk like that person, dress like that person, behave like that person, and do everything like that person, and see where you are today spiritually. And there are others who refuse that and say, no, I'm not going to go down. Let them be like that. I don't judge them. Let them go their way, but I'm not going to go that way and see the difference in them. Lots of difference. You don't see it initially, but some years go by and you see the type of company a person has kept has determined where they are spiritually today, particularly young people. And you know there's a lot of difference in the spiritual level of the young brothers and the young sisters in our church and in every church. And that's determined by the type of company they long to be with, which is mostly determined by the type of conversation, the type of interest they have. So please remember that. Don't deceive yourself saying you'll be able to overcome that. You won't be able to.